This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. A few years ago, the Pakistani Taliban didn't even exist, and today it's small compared with Al-Qaeda or the Afghan Taliban, yet the U.S. government now believes it was the Pakistani group that helped an American citizen, Faisal Shahzad, try to set off a car bomb in Times Square last weekend. Here's Attorney General Eric Holder speaking on NBC's Meet the Press earlier today.
We know that they helped facilitate it. We know that they helped direct it. And I suspect that we are going to come up with evidence that shows they helped to finance it. They were intimately involved in this plot.
We begin the hour with a closer look at the group and how it almost succeeded. In a moment, former White House counterterrorism advisor Richard Clark on how to respond. But first, to our correspondent in Pakistan, that's NPR's Julie McCarthy. And Julie, John Brennan, who's President Obama's counterterrorism chief, he says it appears that Faisal Shahzad recently spent 5 months in North Waziristan working for a group called TTP. Can you tell us more about them?
Well, TTP is the Tehrik-e-Taliban, and they really are, for all intents and purposes, the main Islamist group in Pakistan. They're different from the Afghan Taliban, but, you know, they share a lot in common. They're deeply intertwined with them. The Tehrik-e-Taliban is made of Pakistanis who went off to fight the jihad in Afghanistan alongside their Afghan Pashtun brethren. They came to control the ungoverned area of South Waziristan, where they were essentially the handmaidens of Al-Qaeda after a while. Now, remember, it's Waziristan that is the place where prosecutors say Shahzad admitted to being trained in bomb making. So this is the crowd that Eric Holder is saying he met up with.
Mm. What about the size of the group? I mean, how does it compare with, say, you know, the Afghan Taliban?
Well, the estimates vary, but they're believed to have some 2,500 hardcore fighters and as many as 8,000 to 15,000 foot soldiers, supporters, less hardcore people who could perhaps be peeled away. But, you know, scores of Taliban militants are believed to have been killed since the start of this year alone when the U.S. intensified its drone strikes in Waziristan. And analysts here have speculated that the attempt to bomb Times Square could be their response to all those deadly drone attacks.
Mm. Julie, how does such a small group, I mean, you say up to 15,000 foot soldiers, it's not an enormous group. How does such a small group project its reach like this? And how did Faisal Shahzad come into contact with them?
Well, that is the murkiest and I think most intriguing question of all, Guy. While the Pakistan Taliban's command and control has been degraded by the Pakistani army operations directed against it by all the U.S. drone attacks, analysts say that the Taliban has been very clever. They've been busy developing alliances with other extremist groups and splinter groups and criminals. And they say that is what has given them the capacity to reach beyond their small world of the Pakistan-Afghan border. Now, how Shahzad comes in contact with them is a big unknown here. There's lots of speculation that there were other groups, may have been a conduit to get him to Waziristan for training. That's a big, big part of the puzzle.
Julie, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talked to CBS's 60 Minutes about the Pakistan connection to the bombing attempts. Take a listen to this.
We've made it very clear that if, heaven forbid, an attack like this that we can trace back to Pakistan were to have been successful, there would be very severe consequences.
How would severe consequences be interpreted by the Pakistani government, Julie?
Oftentimes, Hillary Clinton is seen as the bad cop of the administration, the one who's out there sort of delivering these kind of warnings. But, you know, the Pakistanis are going to face some difficult questions. Washington is apparently doubling up pressure on Pakistan to move against this nexus of Islamic militants that have infiltrated their society. The U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is reported to have told Pakistan's military chief, General Kiani, to get more aggressive in North Waziristan, which he's been reluctant to do. Now, Eric Holder was quick to say that there was no indication that Islamabad was aware of the plot carried out by Faisal Shahzad. And that is coming as something of a relief to the government people here.
That's NPR's Julie McCarthy in Islamabad. Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Guy.